Allison Brown, Professor of Philosophy and Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs, Extended Campuses, Northern Arizona University, and Director of Personalized Learning.
So how is your business model changing and evolving in the face of the internet world and global competition?
At Northern Arizona University, we decided that we wanted to meet the challenge of offering low-cost degree that still met the same learning outcomes as a higher-cost degree. And so my president, President John Hager, and my senior vice president, Fred Hurst, developed a vision for something called personalized learning. Personalized learning is a straight path, four-year degree program that has three majors. We offer a course of study in computer information technology, small business administration, liberal arts, together with liberal studies and general education and a language. And students pay a flat fee for a six-month subscription together with books and all tutoring and all faculty interact.
And you have an education and a degree where the students opt not to have the paper-based books. So that's a change in itself, isn't it?
Yes. We not only have no brick and mortar, we have no paper. But that doesn't mean we're not doing a lot of reading and writing, but everything is digital.
And if you look at how you're operating now, people at this conference have talked about the fast pace of change, you know, companies growing and being successful just in a two-year time period. People don't believe in strategy over, you know, it's very hard to predict. So how are you operating now and how might change in the future affect you?
We're very agile. At Northern Arizona University, we've always been agile. And so one of the missions of Extended Campuses is to respond to workforce needs. And so we've been able to build degrees really rapidly. This is the fastest we've ever worked, but we had full support from the top of the organization. And we also were given freedom and really the ability to develop a university from whole cloth. In a way, it's as if we were creating a whole new university system. It's that different.
It is that difference, and it is a whole new university system. Do you think the UK, perhaps Europe, can learn from it too?
Well, sitting in Cambridge, it would be a bit presumptuous to think of changing something so venerable as this. I think that the institutions, Cambridge, Oxford, other institutions like that, are doing very well. But for some other universities, yes, I think that they could learn a lot from us, and I'd welcome any opportunity to talk with their leaders.
And presumably also in doing your research about how your university would function, you must have spoken to the students themselves. Cost was one of the driving factors, but you must have also been responding to student customer need.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. One of the things that we know about students, especially adult students who are in population, is that students don't like, as adults or at any age presumably, to be told to sit through things they already know. And so we designed a curriculum where if they know something and they can show us that they know that, a paper, a test, an exam, or previous credit, they don't have to do it again. And then the other thing that we wanted to do was we wanted to replicate in students what we know they're capable of and what we love, and that is joy in learning. And so we've developed materials that match the actual length that a concept requires to learn, and we don't stretch it out to artificial constraints such as credit hour or term.
And is there any downsides to this business model and being online and perhaps not having physical contact or even tactile contact with a book?
That's true. Our students mostly already have employment. We think that with our degrees they can either get better employment or get a promotion, but because they have employment already, we've devised assignments and presentations that they can integrate with their current employment. If they're not currently employed, then they can go do volunteer or service learning with various organizations that will then help them. So, for instance, there's an organization called SCORE that mentors small businesses, and we'll be using that organization, working with that organization, to get our students properly socialized and in the public.
So a threatening time, a challenging time, or an exciting time for your business model?
Absolutely exciting. Just exciting. Challenges, yes, but I'm an optimist. My team are built of optimists. It's totally exciting. I love it.
Allison, thank you very much indeed for talking to the Cambridge Service Alliance podcast series today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.